This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. What does it say that the lead story today is a Federal Reserve conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, of all places? Actually, it is kind of a big-ish story. Here to help explain why and what else happened in the 5 days gone by is Felix Salmon. He blogs for Reuters when he's not off on vacation, I guess, Felix, and our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore. Hey, guys.
Okay.
Hey, Kai.
So, Felix, what happened at this conference? Ben Bernanke, the speech in Wyoming today, very prestigious Federal Reserve conference. Felix, what did he say?
Yeah, he was talking about quantitative easing and talking about Milton Friedman and how all of these right-wingers would really have supported him, and he's done lots of good, and there are millions more jobs in the economy thanks to what he's done. It was quite a defensive speech. He was basically saying, we're doing okay, and we'll do more of it.
Didn't he also say, though, Heidi, that, or well, he didn't actually say this because he never actually says anything. He said, he implied they're going to do more to stimulate the economy.
Yes, he did imply that. And actually, very much to your point, you know, Queen Elizabeth I used to have a saying, video et taceo, which is see and say nothing.
Wow, okay.
And that's pretty much Bernanke's motto, I think. He was saying that the Fed could take unusual measures. There was a note of preparation for threat in that. And he also acknowledged that the Fed is overburdened right now. They have bought so much out of the market, so many bonds and things like that, that they're actually, they may be a threat of affecting investor confidence, that the Fed is too big a player in the stock market right now.
Okay, but the market today loved what the Fed had to say, at least for a while, right, Felix?
The market was halfway to the beach, I think, frankly. I don't think you can really pay too much attention to what the market does on a Friday before Labor Day. I think the market would love to see the Fed coming in and buying lots of bonds, because the market always loves it when people are buying. You know, and there was definitely hints that he would do that. And we hope that he will do that, but he should have done that months ago. I don't know why he's waiting so long.
Yeah. One guy who was not there, Heidi, was Mario Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank. Is that because Europe is now about to burst into our consciousness again and he's got his hands full?
Yes, Mario can't come out and play because he has to finish his homework, which is to save Europe. And that's what Bernanke's waiting for. Honestly, like, our economy has its own problems, but we know that if Europe catches fire, if their economy catches fire, it changes everything for us. And everyone has to kick into gear. The Fed has said that it won't save Europe, but who knows? I mean, we might have to, you know, take care of Europe's problems as they affect America. And that's what Bernanke's holding out for.
And he actually, Bernanke said that quite explicitly. He said there were three things holding the U.S. economy back, and probably the biggest one was Europe.
Right. All right, so let's get to that cut of Mitt Romney from last night. He made this long speech.
Dreams, of course, risk.
Yeah, well, hang on. Here we go. Here's what he said, just in case you missed it the first time. Here we go.
That's what this president doesn't seem to understand. Business and growing jobs is about taking risk, sometimes failing, sometimes succeeding, but always striving. It's about dreams. Usually it doesn't work out exactly as you might have imagined.
All right, Felix, do Americans want risk in a president?
Well, the Republicans don't, because when the president supported a clean energy company which went bust, they thought that was the worst thing that he'd ever done.
Right, Solyndra, you know, of course.
Solyndra. I think this is standard political pablum. There's absolutely nothing in that the current president, Obama, would disagree with. And so that's the bit which puzzled me. He said this is what Obama doesn't seem to understand. Of course Obama understands that this is what causes growth. And what you're trying to do as president is create the preconditions for people to be entrepreneurial and create businesses and create jobs. The only disagreement is how best to do that.
Right. So Heidi, quickly now, since we will not speak until after President Obama's speech next week, what will the president be able to say about the economy?
I think the president, if he's smart, will talk about stability. We'll talk about how people want something rock solid. You know, Mitt Romney hears risk as reward because he's a Wall Street guy. He's an investor. Yeah. But the country is tired of struggling. Yes, we take risks as a country, but a lot of people just want some stability.
Context, yeah. All right. Heidi Moore, she runs our New York Bureau, and Felix Salmon, he blogs for Reuters. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.